The Outlet. The talk of Wanaka.
This year we've got some great displays lined up. The Royal New Zealand Air Force are getting right in behind it. They're hoping to have Kiwi Blue, the parachute team, descend out of the Hercules over the lake and then come parachuting in to land in Pembroke Park just behind the crowd down on the lakefront. So that will be very special. We've got the Hercules, the mighty C-130H Hercules. This is the last air show that old Hercules, they're 60 years old. That's the last air show they'll be performing at. And they're going to do a flare display coming up the lake towards the lakefront, doing the big flare display that they do here at Wanaka. Quite unique.
Welcome to The Outlet. I'm your host, Brent Harbour. And in this podcast, I talk to Ed Taylor as we celebrate the return of Warbirds over Wanaka. Ed gives us an insider's look at what's in store for this year's event, from the thrilling aircraft displays to the exciting new exhibits.
Local voices, local info, The Outlet, the talk of Wanaka.
Let's check out a local event in Wanaka, brought to you by Liquorland 3 Parks, there for your next event with unreal deals. The Wanaka Indoor Radio Controlled Model Club meet every Saturday 10 till 11 at the Wanaka Recreation Centre. Now members can meet and use their radio controlled models in an indoor space. The cost is $5 per person to pay for the court hire. You can bring along your remote controlled planes, drones, helicopters, cars or trucks. All the info can be found by clicking on the Things to Do button, then Events on your Wanaka app. Ed Taylor is the General Manager of Warbirds over Wanaka. We talk about the impressive lineup of Warbird aircraft and the thrilling ground displays as we get ready for an unforgettable Easter weekend filled with aviation excitement. G'day, Ed. Welcome to the Outlet Podcast.
G'day. How are you?
Very good, thank you. So how does it feel to have Warbirds over Wanaka back, Ed?
Well, yeah, it doesn't almost seem real. As a lot of people will know who know this event, we'll know that we were the first major event in New Zealand to cancel back in March 2020. It seems a long time ago. We had the air show all ready to go, and just 2 weeks out, we had to can it for understandable reasons with COVID. We kind of thought, well, it won't be a problem. 2022, we'll be back bigger and stronger than ever. But we were one of the last major events to also have to cancel our second event. So that was tough on the organisation. You know, we've had no revenue for 6 years. No airshow revenue. So it's only through the generosity of our funders and sponsors who have stuck by us and said we want to see Warbirds survive that we've managed to get to this stage.
It is great to have you back. Can you please talk me through Friday and the public display from 4:30 p.m. on the Wanaka Lakefront, including some of the aircraft we'll see and some of the manoeuvres featured?
So we get around 10,000 people here out at the airport, checking out all the ground exhibits. All the aircraft will have arrived by then. Many of them are up practicing, such as, you know, a lot of the aircraft that people are coming to this air show to see, like the Mosquito. And of course, we're hoping the F-16s will come through as well for a practice run on the Friday. And then around 4 o'clock, everyone heads into town and the stunning Wanaka Lakefront. And this is an event we started as a free community event back in 2014. Just really, my idea was to thank town for allowing it to get overrun by all these aviation enthusiasts every Easter, second Easter. So it was just an idea, and I thought a few hundred people, some local families, would turn up down on the lakefront at Wanaka. But we have 7,000 or 8,000 people that turn up for that event down there. It's just amazing. This year, we've got some great displays lined up. The Royal New Zealand Air Force are getting right in behind it. They're hoping to have Kiwi Blue, the parachute team, descend out of the Hercules over the lake and then come parachuting in to land in Pembroke Park just behind the crowd down on the lakefront. So that will be very special. We've got the Hercules, the mighty C-130H Hercules. This is the last air show that old Hercules, they're 60 years old. That's the last air show they'll be performing at. And they're going to do a flare display coming up the lake towards the lakefront, doing the big flare display that they do here at Wanaka. Quite unique for that display. And that's going to look stunning over the lake. We've got the Harvard team, the Roaring 40s from Ardmore. They're going to be there over the lake. We've got Steadfast, this ex-Reno racer, Yak 3, World War II fighter, and that has hotted up, and that is going to put on a fantastic display over the lake. And we've got a couple of other surprises that we haven't announced yet for the lakefront. So it's a half hour of just crazy action over the lakefront. So it's a little beauty, and it's free for all the public to rock up to. We love it, and it's Good Friday, so town's pretty quiet, so there's plenty of parking and things like that. So it's pretty unique too in the world. You know, we've got that beautiful lakefront there, so we like to use, you know, our unique features here in Wanaka. Another of those is the terrace above the airfield up on Cripple Station, and that sold out back in August last year. Got 550 camper vans up there and over 1,000 people up there watching the air show 100 feet up, so they can see the pilot's eyes as they're roaring through. And then we've got the Clutha River on the other side of the airfield, and some of the pilots love to duck down into there and surprise people as well. So, yeah, we've got a great natural landscape here.
Yeah, that sounds spectacular. And you've got an amazing range of confirmed aircraft. I've been going through the lists. One of the ones I'd love to see is the de Havilland Vampire. But what are a few of the aircraft that you're excited to see, Ed?
Well, obviously the Mosquito. It's a bit of a showstopper. The de Havilland Mosquito, the Wooden Wonder, also known as the Mozzie. People tell us, you know, the plane spotters tell us, you know, they're always giving me their list of these are the three planes you've got to try and get, Ed. And, you know, like a Lancaster bomber, I don't think I can get that one. But a Mosquito is right up there in people's wish lists and their bucket list. We've also got an amazing World War II Mustang, P-51 Mustang, that Brendan Deere at Ahakia has restored. It had been stored in a garage at Mapua near Nelson for a million years. It hasn't flown for 67 years, and that's going to debut.
And look, there's something new too. It's the Future of Aviation exhibit, featuring Rocket Lab, and I follow the Electric Air around the country. They're doing some great work. So what can people look forward to with that, Ed?
We've just invited some companies to come along and tell us what they're doing, because people talk about aviation and sustainability, but there's a lot of work going on, right, as you've alluded to, that you're aware of. But it can't happen overnight. You know, when they were working on electric cars, you could try the car out on a bit of road or whatever, and if it just stops suddenly, it's not a big deal. But if you're 1,000 feet in the air and it stops, it's a different deal. So, you know, but there is a lot of work, and it is changing. You know, big companies like Airbus and Rolls-Royce are all working on different fuels, more sustainable fuels, etc. So we're just showcasing some of those companies. Plus, you know, our success stories like Rocket Lab. There's another company there that's going to be showing off an electric cargo plane that they're working on. And, you know, it's a pretty, it's not a huge aircraft. So it could be almost like, you know, a bit of like an airborne truck, a bit autonomous and powered by electric. And we've got a jetpack from Australia, this lady who's developed a jetpack in Australia, which is a very cool bit of kit, you know, and just to be able to see that and see the technology that's at bay and talk to people like Rocket Lab, who have been hugely successful, because, you know, these are the jobs of the future too. And they're always looking for more staff. And same with Air New Zealand. And, you know, Air New Zealand is not just about being a pilot. You know, there are a lot of career paths for people. And we love the fact that we play quite a big role. And, you know, a lot of people come bring the family and kids get excited here. You know, I was talking with Peter Beck from Rocket Lab. And, you know, he grew up in Invercargill and used to come up to the air show and he loved it. And that's where he got his inspiration from. Same with Richie McCaw, you know, our greatest All Black. And Richie grew up coming to this air show as a kid and getting that love for flying that has now seen him with his helicopter business, etc. So he's got a passion for the rest of his life for aviation.
We'll get back to my chat with Ed Taylor from Warbirds Over Wanaka shortly, where we'll get an idea of some of the highlights across the weekend. But first, here are some of the jobs listed this week on the Wanaka app, thanks to New World 3 Parks for when it's your job to do the grocery shopping. Aspiring medical centre are seeking a casual practice nurse to support their current nursing team, with availability to cover planned annual leave, study leave, extra clinics as required, and sick leave. And Aspiring Dental is looking for a full-time dental surgery assistant. They're looking for someone who enjoys interacting with people and working alongside a great team. You'll play a key role in providing great patient care in a safe and welcoming environment. These jobs and a whole lot more can be found by clicking on the Jobs button on the navigation bar of your Wanaka app. But now it's back to my interview with Ed Taylor from Warbirds Over Wanaka. We've talked about a few of the things. You got two fantastic days of programmed events. So what are some other highlights across the weekend, Ed?
I guess it really depends what you're kind of into. And you know, we try to cater a bit of something for everyone because, yes, you know, a lot of our core audience love the World War II fighters, the Spitfire and the P-51 Mustang and all those other aircraft. But and we've got the Corsair back for the first time in 8 years. It hasn't flown at Wanaka, so that's going to be fantastic. The Grumman Avenger, which is an RNZAF aircraft, and it's just had a new engine put in it, and they flew it for the first time yesterday. So that, fingers crossed that that all went well and that that aircraft will be on the flight line as well. But but we also have, you know, the classics, you know, the Domini, the old Domini, which was a passenger aircraft from back in the 30s and 40s. We've got Doug Hamilton coming down from Wellington to display his Ash 25 glider. And we do that to a special piece of music. And it looks like it's choreographed, but it actually isn't. But it's just the graceful movement of that glider. And the music sort of fades out as he's coming in for his run through that, you know, the crowd sort of goes quiet and just listens to the whistling of the glider as it goes through. So, you know, the program is very varied, you know, and so we go from that to an F-16 Fighting Falcon coming screaming through. These things can do Mach 2. And they're an amazing fighting machine. And we had the display pilot from the United States Air Force come down to do a recce a couple of weeks ago. He said he just loves flying it. You know, he said, you know, you can keep all your new ones, your fifth generation jet. He just loves flying the F-16. So they've been one of the most successful fighting aircraft ever. And hopefully we're going to have them doing two displays each day. And hopefully they may get down to the lakefront as well on the Friday afternoon. So that would be great.
That's fantastic. Well, it's just going to be such an awesome few days. If people want to find out some more information online, where is the best place to go, Ed?
Well, about the air show itself, go to warbirdsoverwanaka.co.nz and to go to our website. We've got a frequently asked questions thing. But for tickets, you go to Ticket Tech. But unfortunately, we've sold out of Saturday. So there are no passes left for Saturday. And I know we've got a few upset people who have always just rocked up, and we've always had gate sales in the past, but we don't this time. We don't want to just keep selling tickets and then have an uncomfortable experience for people. You know, they're paying $100 to come to an amazing event. So we want them to be able to move around safely and easily. We want them to be able to get to the loos and get and order their lunch and, you know, don't have to queue up for too long for a coffee. So, and also we've got, you know, only a certain amount of car parking as well. So we have had to sell out this time on the Saturday, and I will say that Sunday is starting to sell out as well. And there may be no Sunday tickets available at the gate. So if you want to come on the Sunday, book now. It's exactly the same program as the Saturday. Aircraft availability notwithstanding, but that goes for any day at the air show. But also the Friday is a pretty cool day. If you're not a real rabid aviation nut and you've got a young family and you want to bring the kids along to a really good family day out, the Friday is much cheaper for adults. And it's also free for kids on Friday, and you can come for the whole day and then go down to the lakefront at the end of the day. But Friday is a great option for a family to come. All the ground exhibits are open. You can check out all the RNZAF aircraft. We've got the Royal Australian Air Force are bringing a Spartan transport aircraft, and you can go through that and check it all out. We do still have the only grandstand we've got left is the silver on the Friday. So if you want to have a seat to watch the aircraft while they're practicing, you can get a silver pass on the Friday as well. So warbirdsoverwanaka.com works as well for all information about the air show, and Ticket Tech for those tickets.
That's great. Well, Ed, it's been wonderful talking to you, and all the very best for the event.
Thanks, mate.
On Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, The Outlet.
The Talk of Wanaka.
Thanks for listening to The Outlet, your local interview and information podcast for Wanaka. Now, if you have a story or an interview you think should be featured on The Outlet podcast, please get in touch by using the contact button on the navigation bar of your Wanaka app. The Outlet is produced and published by the Wanaka app and supported with funding from the New Zealand Public Interest Journalism Fund. All episodes of The Outlet are available in the podcast section of your Wanaka app and wherever you get your podcasts.